Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Brand new site. Brand spanking new. All the links work. Looks really good. Mobile friendly. Be sure to check it out. Our blog for Let's Talk Insurance, lower middle of the landing page. Click on Let's Talk Insurance. The link before had it going to our podcast page, at Podomatic. I had them fix it, so now it redirects to a blog. So be sure to check that out. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. I'm recording this on a Thursday before Labor Day, and I don't know where you live, but here in the state of Michigan, temperatures are going to be dropping here dramatically within the next few days. Sunday, Monday, they're talking, overnights are going to be into the 50s, and then all next week they're going to be in the 50s with highs in the low to mid 70s. So here we're looking at the end of pool season. So I thought, hey, we did one last year. I thought we would just do a refresher this year on closing your pool. Lots of tips, and I got this article from Leslie Pools, which is a name, fairly famous name in pools and pool supplies. A great article. They've got information on whether you have an above ground pool or an in ground pool. But let's go ahead and go through a few tips. And again, I want you to read the full article. You can go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page. You'll see a link to our blog for Let's Talk Insurance. If you happen to be listening to this later on, you can go to our archive search and just type in closing your pool, and it'll bring up the article that I'm referencing today. The first tip they have for you is start a week before. Before closing your pool for the season, wait until the nighttime temperatures are consistently dropping below 65 degrees to prevent algae growth. Once that occurs, add phosphate remover to help keep the algae out prior to closing. Now, that's something my wife and I are going to be doing next week, probably Tuesday. We'll go ahead and begin the process of closing our pool, starting with adding the algae side, letting that run through our filter and in through the pool to get that all taken care of. Again, they want you to, the nighttime temperature's got to be below 65 degrees to prevent algae growth. As I mentioned, here in the state of Michigan, or in the West Michigan area, I should say, temperatures are going to be in the 50s. So we're right in the area that we need to be in regards to closing our pool. The next tip that I want to share with you is brush and vacuum. Thoroughly brush and vacuum all surfaces of the pool to get all the algae and debris off the liner. This will make it easier to open in the springtime. Make sure you empty the skimmer and pump baskets when you're done. And I'll probably end up doing that on Wednesday or Thursday, getting in there, brushing it and vacuuming it, getting that all that algae and everything out of there. There's leaves already starting to show up in the pool, so we need to take care of those as well. Third tip that I want to share is says change the water level. For areas of the country that freeze, like ours, West Michigan area does freeze, you should drain the water level down 4 to 6 inches below the skimmer, whether in above ground or an in-ground pool. So if you've got an above ground pool, like I've got an above ground pool, we need to drain the water down 4 to 6 inches below the skimmer. All right, and it's really easy if you got a pump. you'd be able to switch it to pump, to wash it, to suck out the water to below the skimmer. Now, for areas of the country that don't freeze, like out in California, down in Florida and Texas, if you're going to close the pool, you should fill the pool to almost overflowing. So that's something completely opposite. So if you're in an area that doesn't freeze, you want to fill your pool up to overflowing. All right. And next tip I want to share with you is shock and chlorinate. You should shock and chlorinate your pool a few days before closing, or at the very least the night before. This will kill any bacteria that may want to stick around during the winter. You can get shock kits at your local pool supply store, off Amazon, your local grocery store, grocery slash department store should have shock kits that you can get. Make sure that you get a kit that fits your size pool. If you're in between two different levels, I say go with the higher level just to be on the safe side. For sure. The last tip I want to share with you is backwash your filter. Run a full backwash of your filter and clean it if you're able to. If you got one of those fin filters that you can take apart and then clean all the dirt and debris off the filter fins, certainly do that. But if you've got a sand filter or something like that, just doing a simple backwash should help clean that all out. Again, I want you to go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page. You'll see Let's Talk Insurance. I want you to click on that link, and it'll take you to the blog post for today, talking about closing your pool and that article from Leslie Pools. Many, many more tips, whether you have an above-ground pool, an in-ground pool, a great, great article on closing your pool for the winter. Be sure to check that out. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's going to be mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and I hope you have a very safe, healthy, and happy Labor Day weekend. Take care.